Christ's ascension I now build the hope of my ascension. This hope alone has always stilled all doubt and apprehension. For where the head is, there as well I know his members are to dwell, when Christ will come and call them. Since Christ returned to claim his throne, great gifts for in him alone, no other rest remaining. For where my treasure went before, there all my thoughts will ever soar to still their deepest yearning. Oh, grant, dear Lord, this grace to me, recalling your ascension, that I may serve you faithfully in thanks for my redemption. And then when all my days will cease, let me
congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light that no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And illumine your church.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. The Lord says to my Lord,
sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments.
From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.
The Lord is at your right hand.
He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath.
He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses.
He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth.
He will drink from the brook by the way.
Therefore, he will lift up his head.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the festival of the Ascension of our Lord is from 2 Kings chapter 2, starting at verse 5. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, do you know that today the Lord will take you away, that will take away your master from over you? And he answered, yes, I know it. keep quiet. Then Elijah said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they were both standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so. And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel from Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 44. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated. These two songs that we sing, one right now and then also after the sermon, both these hymns, in my thinking, when I chose these hymns, I thought of our Lord Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, our ascended Lord Jesus. And these are things that can comfort us and think about how close yet he is to us. First of all, that first hymn, Lord Jesus, think on me. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, thinking on us. He is praying for us, and he is our mediator, the scripture says. And the second hymn after the sermon, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds, I also thought of our Lord Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, and that's such a blessing for us as he rules and takes care of us in all his power and glory, that his name is very sweet to us as he is doing that. Those are some thoughts behind those two hymns. We sing the hymn, Lord Jesus, Think on Me. Meditation for this evening is based on the two readings we just heard from Acts chapter 1 and also from Luke chapter 24. And to start just with that verse 7 of Acts 1. He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's kind of fun and reassuring when we know something that is going to happen in the future. So Governor DeWine said yesterday, June 2. Then the masks come down and the social distancing stops. And we know something about the future. And we like to have that sense about a lot of things. Oh, we might have the sense, is that gas shortage? Okay, they started the gas flowing in the big pipe down south, but when is it going to really get going and there not be a shortage? If there's a shortage here, should I fill up my gas tank? Maybe we don't think so much about that here, but you know they're thinking about that there. And there's other things in life too. We say, oh, if I just knew how this was going to play out, then I could plan. The disciples came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, you've risen from the dead. You have not been, they killed you, but you came back. So now, will you restore the kingdom to Israel? They were not wrong to think that he was king. He was king. They were not wrong to think that he had a kingdom that he ruled. He does. But they asked for some information and for some timing that Jesus said, that's not for you to know. He said, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. The times or seasons, the events in history, how they play out. Jesus told his disciples, that's not your business to know those details exactly. That's the Father. And it's interesting, he says too, he says, who has set these things by his authority, by the Father's authority to order history. That is how these things are set, not us knowing them ahead of time. And it's when we think of the future, maybe next week or next month or next year, we often think, well, I will feel more secure, I'll be more prepared for gasoline or other shortages or other good times if I know something ahead. But there's something important for us to see here. Our security is not by knowing the future. That's the Father's and his by his authority. But Jesus went right on when he said, that's not for you to know. But then he continued in verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Not planning for the future, trying to avoid every single little thing that might go wrong because you know all of history ahead of time, but rather, you're busy with witnessing. Busy with speaking about the risen Lord and Savior Jesus in Jerusalem, and some Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. Where's end of the earth to you in your mind? How do you picture the end of the earth where Jesus wants his gospel to be spoken? Maybe it's a little island in the Pacific Ocean. Or maybe it's a faraway little village just unknown in the bush in Africa. Or maybe it's our home in Northwest Ohio. Where is the end of the earth where his name will be proclaimed? Think of that. Where is Jesus sending his people so that he is known as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to the very end? Busy with that. And also busy with the words of Jesus. I looked at this passage. It's a very significant passage out of Luke 24. And something struck me as I looked at it is how many times the word or written or scriptures are in the activity of what Jesus says the disciples are supposed to be doing. He says to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." So all my words, disciples, that I spoke to you and we have recorded in the Gospels, these things have all been written about me in those Old Testament writers. And then it says in Luke 24, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in the name, in his name, to all nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Think of that. How deeply Jesus told his disciples they would be involved with his teachings. All these things I told you have been fulfilled and were written about in Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. He wants them to know these things. He wants them to proclaim these things. And these actually are part of the witness to all the nations. The teachings of Jesus and what he accomplished in his suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension are connected with his teachings. And his teachings are connected with witnessing to him. The two things are both in our lives. Witnessing of Jesus Christ, and then also growing and knowing his word and what he's done for us. Especially, he says there, I have it underlined, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name. That for what purpose do we know these words? So that people might know they're sinners who need forgiveness and that they might be forgiven. This, he says, is the task of his disciples. And again, in the Luke passage, to all nations. To all nations. That's what we're busy with. Witnessing and his word. It's extremely significant. It is as foundational to our faith as Jesus being born of the Virgin Mary, that he is now sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Truly born a human being, truly human, and also truly God, and truly ruling. It always, to imagine what it was like when to see Jesus go and ascend up into heaven, and then the disciples, the apostles, are sitting there, I would guess, with open mouths. And then the two angels, the two men dressed in white, so what are you looking at? He's going to come back again in the same way. Go to Jerusalem. Wait. What are you looking at? This Jesus, this one, whom you saw die and rise, is going to come back again. He is ruling. He is in control. He has the time set out. He has the season set out. And we don't know them. But what he told the disciples, and he tells us, bear witness, be in my word. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that Luke wrote down these things, both in the Gospel of Luke and in Acts, that we might know that your Son, Jesus Christ, not only rose from the dead and showed himself alive for 40 days, but now has risen and sits at your right hand. Give us comfort in this. Give us joy and confidence in this. And make this upon our lips as we meet people, family, friends, colleagues, strangers that need to hear that there is someone who forgives them and who is all-powerful and hears their prayers, your Son Jesus, that we may know how to speak this word to all the corners of the world, all the corners of our life. It's a big task, Heavenly Father, and we know we need your Holy Spirit to do this. Continue to send us your Spirit so that we ourselves may believe and that we also may witness. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and confess. Oh, no, we don't. Sorry, I put a hymn there.
I almost forgot.
So we sing the next hymn, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. After that, we will stand and confess the Apostles' Creed. We stand and confess our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Ascended Lord, hear the prayers of your people and grant our supplication, that the Lord may grant us all things in Christ, so that we may be sustained in trial, strengthened in weakness, and delivered from trouble. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Church of Christ may flourish and the good news of Christ crucified, risen, and ascended would be proclaimed to all the ends of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the nations of the earth may seek peace, and that the leaders of our country may pursue justice, righteousness, and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the pandemic may come to an end, and that livelihood and common life may resume, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That all who are afflicted may be strengthened in illness and comforted in adversity. We remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Sue, Gary, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, Barb, James, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shirey, Pastor Berlin, Jeff, and Darlene, and thanksgiving for the recovery of Ken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the faithful may not fret what we do not know, but rejoice in Christ our Savior, and live in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may grant us joyful hearts and peace at the last, knowing that neither death nor life, nor any powers can separate us from the love of God in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All these things, and whatever else we need, we ask you to grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray the evening prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.